Planned Parenthood, a healthcare provider in Monticello and Sullivan County, shut down in 2020. They told the Times Union at that time that they closed due to not having enough staff and funding, problems that got worse during the pandemic. Monticello was just one of 12 locations in the state that closed. The Committee for Equity and Justice is now working with lawmakers and Planned Parenthood to try and reopen a clinic in Sullivan County. Dana Halpern and Marty Clavito have been involved in these efforts. Dana, let's start with you. Can you explain some of the reasons Planned Parenthood gave you for the closing of the Monticello clinic?
We never really got that solid answer from them about their reasoning for closing the Monticello location. They closed that in 2020 during the pandemic, and we're assuming it's because they were having to consolidate resources because of funding and staffing at that time, but that was never explicitly said to us. That building that was located on Prince Street that they were in is not ADA compliant. And I think it also had some sort of like gas or oil leak in the basement. So it wasn't a good fit for them. They owned the building. They sold the building when they closed in 2020. And now we're trying to pursue options for them to come back to Sullivan County.
So since that closing of the Monticello office location, what has been the aftermath of that?
This issue was first raised at the first installment of our LGBTQIA2S+ town hall series that we hosted in Hurleyville in October. One of the concerns from that community was that there's no longer a Planned Parenthood here in Sullivan County, and the other major medical providers are also consolidating their resources out of county to Orange County. Crystal Run has stopped taking Medicaid insurance, and Planned Parenthood has historically treated populations that are underinsured or not insured. So after that issue was raised in the town hall series, we reached out first through Assemblywoman Aileen Gunther's office to see what we could do to get a meeting with Planned Parenthood and explore some options for them reopening in Monticello. Or in Sullivan County, it doesn't have to be in Monticello. And we had a few meetings. I think we had three meetings with them. And at the last meeting, they told us that they don't plan to reopen a location in Sullivan County for the foreseeable future.
Okay. How long ago was that they told you that?
About a month ago. You know, Planned Parenthood has always been an ally in our community. All right. Has always been, politics aside, ethics, personal ethical codes aside, all right, has always been a kind of like iconic spot for folks who otherwise could not be served to be served, all right? And I hear that quite a bit, or heard that quite a bit on our food delivery route, who are mostly people who have insurance that's not going to be accepted, or people who are in a situation where they can't access insurance because of their identities or because of their culture. And the stigma that doesn't allow them to get insurance. So Planned Parenthood has always met with resistance from folks who, again, were ethically opposed with very little information in regard to the services that Planned Parenthood provide. Planned Parenthood in Sullivan County, when they left, healthcare left for a significant amount of people.
And just to reiterate what Marty is saying, there is a stigma about Planned Parenthood that we're hearing in the national media because of the abortion services that they provide. The Sullivan County location never provided surgical abortions. So Planned Parenthood provides such a wide array of both reproductive and sexual health care, cancer screenings, STI screenings. So it's it is a vacuum that has been created since they've left for health care across the board. It's not a single issue item.
Has any other organization stepped up to help fill that void there? I know you have Sun Care not too far away from there, but has anything stepped up as help fill that void a little bit?
Sorry, Marty, go ahead. I was going to say that I think Sun River does a lot to help the community, especially people who have insurance through Medicaid. But the issue is now they're so overwhelmed by not only Planned Parenthood leaving, but by Crystal Ron Garnett, Middletown Medical, consolidating services to Orange County, and Crystal Ron no longer taking Medicaid insurance. So I can speak from my own personal experience. In the beginning of April, I tried to make an appointment with Sun River because I have Medicaid insurance and they're the one provider in Sullivan County now that provides OBGYN services who takes Medicaid. I tried to make an appointment there the first week in April, and the next available appointment was June 28th. So it's like a 3 month wait time, basically, to see. And I'm fortunate I just need like an annual screening, so I don't have anything that's so time pressing. But some people do have time pressing issues. They can't wait 3 months to see a doctor for basic health care.
From my perspective, all right, that health care in general across the board has become more driven by almost like, for lack of a better term, and I don't mean to indict, but a mill mindset. And the mill mindset is because of lack of services leaving Sullivan County, services harder to acquire in Sullivan County, and folks with pretty good insurance have to wait significantly. All right. Folks with marginalized insurance or no insurance, hey, go to urgent care. You know, hey, go this. And my fear is that becomes the norm and symptoms are placated by a sense of hopelessness. You know, that people who are symptomatic say, ah, the heck with it, because urgent care is going to be. I try and make a physical with urgent care, and some of them you're waiting for 3 months as well, just for a general physical, preventative. So the word preventative now is taken off the board. It's wait until you're symptomatic, going to urgent care because you can't access services. But that's not a good healthcare outlook. That's not a good way to address stuff.
A good point was shipping things out to Orange County. And while that's, you know, feasible for some people who have transportation, but for those who don't have transportation.
Yeah. And again, the whole politicalization of Planned Parenthood requires conversations about what is life and who decides whether or not you or I get served because of another code of ethics or morality or whatever. Who decides what life is? And to take a stand, to be pro-life, to take away from life ultimately, is something that I can't reconcile, and is a big reason why people are not getting served.
So what happens now? You say you're reaching out to Planned Parenthood to try to have set up a meeting with them, and with the hopes of reopening a location, be it Monticello, but somewhere in Sullivan County.
Yeah, I had actually sent them the real estate listing for the old Crystal Run offices that provided OBGYN services in Liberty in the Colonial Mall. It's for lease. I'm pretty sure it's like turnkey ready. The chairs are still in the waiting room, and it was outfitted to provide these services. So there are the options of some professional doctor's offices in the county. But the last answer that we got from Planned Parenthood was they weren't able to reopen because of lack of funding and lack of staffing. We had asked for a specific number, like it would cost X amount of dollars to reopen an office here in Sullivan County, and we would need X amount of staff so that we can more effectively troubleshoot the issue with them. We're still waiting for those numbers back. And also, we were going to explore some other options with them. They had offered telehealth, which I didn't really think was appropriate for these types of services. It's not something that you can do virtually. It has to be an in-person exam. So I had posed the question of, if telehealth is the first step, then what's the second step that you're offering? If people are doing a virtual intake appointment, are you then going to facilitate and provide transportation to them to either the Goshen or Newburgh locations? So that is also something we're still waiting to hear back, if there could be some sort of transportation provided to travel out of the county for services. the other option that we were trying to explore with them is maybe some sort of like mobile treatment option where they have a like mobile van come and they provide services and a rotating schedule throughout the county. My concern with that is I know some of the mobile treatment options that they do now focus just on STI screening. And that's something now that you can do a lot of that STI screening at home through kits. So it's not really something that you need to initially see a doctor just for the screening. So we're really interested in pursuing an option where people can get exam services and cancer screenings and things like that and not just STI screenings. So we're still waiting to hear back from Planned Parenthood on a lot of questions. I've been emailing a couple times to follow up and haven't really heard something, anything back from them. So we're pursuing a new contact person with Planned Parenthood that can maybe get us some of the answers we're looking for.
And the other concern, Patricio, is that the only thing I can guarantee that we can guarantee you is there'll never be a solution if we're all not talking. You can pretty much guarantee at some point in time there'll be a solution because time will take care of that. But we know that there'll never be a solution if we're all not talking. And that's a concern. That's a concern we have. And understanding all of the obstacles that are in the way politically, socially with Planned Parenthood, we just would love to have the opportunity to be part of the solution in regard to them providing services in Sullivan County and helping them out. But we can't help them out if we don't have the conversation that would drive solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. So you reached out to local officials like Aileen. What has been her response to
Aileen Gunther? We've either had Aileen or a representative from her office, Rachel Steingart, on the call with us every time we've met with Planned Parenthood. Rachel is really trying to put new and different contact with Planned Parenthood so we could maybe travel up the chain a little bit, because from the Assemblywoman's office, they really would like to have the specifics of the cost and staffing requirements for reopening an office here, because Planned Parenthood is one of the line items that they vote on with the state budget. So if it's a budgeting issue or whatever, and also Aileen Gunther is the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, I think, in the state, this is something that if they were more transparent with their specific requirements, that she can take those numbers to Albany. So we are pursuing a contact with Aileen Gunther's office in hopes of having some more options presented to us. So if they really did their due diligence to run the numbers and come back and tell us that it wasn't feasible for them to reopen a location in Sullivan County at this time, those are numbers that they should have readily available, because that was math that they should have run to come back and tell us that answer.
In the article I read, the one from the Times Union, this obviously wasn't only the Monticello office location that closed, it was other offices in our area that closed. I think it was like a handful, like six or seven of them that were closed down. And the reason they gave the Times Union at that time was for staffing issues and funding issues, that because of whatever happened with the pandemic during that time really affected them, according to the Times Union's article.
I can understand that. And I completely feel for them, because that's been going around since the pandemic. But again, if we're not at the table and we're not talking, then, I mean, you look at SALT and you look at the folks we can come in contact with daily through a blast, through this or that. And we've gotten navigated numerous people to employment, number one. Number two, with the funding, with grant funding and so on and so forth, again, Aileen Gunther's on board. Give us a puncher's chance. Give us a puncher's chance to address what needs you might have. Understanding that I can only imagine the needs that they have, right?
Also, I think the other side of the funding coin for Planned Parenthood is, so they do get some money from the state budget, which obviously is taxpayer funding. Their other funding comes from private donations. And so I know that there are people in Sullivan County who are longtime supporters of Planned Parenthood who might not realize that Planned Parenthood is not operating at the capacity that it should in our county any longer. So they might be reconsidering their donations that they have historically made to Planned Parenthood because they're not servicing their home county anymore. So that's another thing to consider. The other thing Marty talked about before was cost of care, where if people are skipping their preventative care and then they're only receiving care if they have an issue, that costs the community in the longer run because treatment care is more expensive than preventative care is.
For every dollar you for every $2 you spend on prevention in general, you spend $200 in treatment. Right. All right. If you can prevent something, you don't have a problem, right?
So. Basically, you want everyone to come together at the table and have a discussion and to find out what solutions can come out of this void of Planned Parenthood closing.
And having somebody at the table who either can or has the ear of somebody who can make a decision.
Right.
All right. We appreciate the people we've spoken to up to this point in time, and we appreciate their positions. But we need to talk to folks who can either influence the need for a conversation or make a decision to have, hey, let's have the conversation.